sodium chlorodronate for primary breast cancer. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. This booklet is about the drug sodium chlorodronate given to treat primary breast cancer. It explains what it is, who might be offered it, and the side effects it can cause. What is sodium chlorodronate? Sodium chlorodronate is a tablet that's given to reduce the risk of breast cancer spreading to the bones and other parts of the body. It belongs to a group of drugs called bisphosphonates. These drugs slow down or prevent bone damage. Who might be offered sodium chlorodronate? Sodium chlorodronate is suitable for women who have been through the menopause, postmenopausal women. It can be used regardless of whether the menopause happened naturally or because of breast cancer treatment. You may be offered sodium chlorodronate if you are postmenopausal and have had treatment for invasive breast cancer that has spread to the lymph nodes under the arm. It may also be considered if you have invasive breast cancer that has not spread to the lymph nodes. You can read more about the lymph nodes in our booklet, Understanding Your Pathology Results. Other uses. Sodium chlorodronate is also used to treat breast cancer that has spread to the bone. The information in this booklet is for women who are taking it to reduce the risk of breast cancer spreading. How is it taken? Sodium chlorodronate tablets are taken once a day. You will usually be advised to take your tablets in the morning with a glass of water before eating. You should not have anything to eat or drink, apart from water, for the next hour. You should not take any other tablets during this time. You should also stay sitting or standing for 1 hour after taking them to avoid any irritation to the esophagus, gullet. How long will I take sodium chlorodronate for? You will usually be advised to take sodium chlorodronate for 2 to 3 years. What are the side effects of sodium chlorodronate? Like any drug, sodium chlorodronate can cause side effects. Everyone reacts differently to drugs, and some people have more side effects than others. This booklet does not list all the possible side effects. If you're taking other drugs while having sodium chlorodronate, you may also experience side effects from these, and it's sometimes difficult to know which drug causes which side effects. If you have any questions about side effects, whether they are listed here or not, talk to your treatment team. Common side effects: nausea, feeling sick, or vomiting, being sick. This is usually mild. Anti-sickness drugs can be prescribed to relieve it. Diarrhea. This is usually mild. Anti-diarrhea medication can be prescribed to help control this. Contact your treatment team if you have 4 or more episodes of diarrhea within 24 hours. Drink plenty of fluids to avoid getting dehydrated. Low calcium levels in the blood. Sodium chlorodronate can cause calcium levels in the blood to drop too low. This is called hypocalcemia. You'll have regular blood tests to check for calcium levels. Early symptoms of low calcium levels include tingling around the mouth and lips and in the hands and feet. Let your treatment team know if you experience any of these. Your treatment team may recommend calcium and vitamin D supplements. Less common side effects. Allergic reaction. Sodium chlorodronate can cause an allergic reaction. If you become breathless or start to develop an itchy rash, let your doctor know straight away. Osteonecrosis. Sodium chlorodronate can cause some of the jawbone to lose its blood supply and die. This is called osteonecrosis of the jaw, ONJ. It's an uncommon but serious side effect of sodium chlorodronate. Symptoms include lasting jaw pain, loose teeth, and swelling, redness, or ulcers on the gums. Let your treatment team and dentist know straight away if you have any of these symptoms. ONJ is hard to treat, so trying to prevent it is very important. Good dental hygiene can help reduce the risk of developing it. This includes brushing your teeth and flossing, making sure dentures fit well, and having regular dental checkups. See your dentist for a checkup before starting treatment with sodium chlorodronate. Let them know you'll be taking sodium chlorodronate and speak to your treatment team if your dentist recommends any treatment before starting or while taking sodium chlorodronate. In rare cases, osteonecrosis can affect the ear. If you have any ear pain, discharge from your ear, or an ear infection while taking sodium chlorodronate, let your treatment team know. Fracture. Although it's rare, sodium chlorodronate can cause the femur, the large bone in the upper leg, to fracture. It's not fully understood why this happens, and it's more common in people who have been taking sodium chlorodronate for a long time. If you have lasting pain in your thigh, hip, or groin, let your treatment team know. Effects on the kidneys. Sodium chlorodronate can affect the way the kidneys work. You may have blood tests to monitor this. Four ways to get support. We hope this information was helpful, but if you have questions, want to talk to someone, or read more about breast cancer, here's how you can. Speak to our nurses or trained experts. Call our free helpline on 0808 800 6000, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The helpline can also put you in touch with someone who knows what it's like to have breast cancer. Chat to other women who understand what you're going through in our friendly community for support day and night. Look around, share, ask a question, or support others at forum.breastcancercare.org.uk. Find trusted information you might need to understand your situation and take control of your diagnosis, or order information booklets at breastcancercare.org.uk. See what support we have in your local area. We'll give you the chance to find out more about treatment and side effects, as well as meet other people like you. Visit breastcancercare.org.uk/in-your-area. About this booklet. Sodium chlorodronate for primary breast cancer was written by Breast Cancer Care's clinical specialists and reviewed by healthcare professionals and people affected by breast cancer. For a full list of the sources we use to research it, phone 0345 092 0808. Email publications@breastcancercare.org.uk. You can order or download more copies from breastcancercare.org.uk/publications. We welcome your feedback on this publication. breastcancercare.org.uk/feedback. For a large print, Braille or audio CD version, phone 0345 092 0808. Email publications@breastcancercare.org.uk. Copyright Breast Cancer Care, April 2019. BCC 239. Edition 1, Next Planned Review, 2021. Breast Cancer Care is a working name of Breast Cancer Care and Breast Cancer Now, a company limited by guarantee, registered in England, 9347608, and a charity registered in England and Wales, 1160558, Scotland, SC045584, and Isle of Man, 1200. Registered office, 5th floor, Ibex House, 42-47 Minories, London, EC3N1DY. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44 00 44. Email info@a2i, that's letter A, number 2, letter I, .co.uk. Website, www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 31118.